B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Damon. So you're looking for a girl named Jackie?
Yeah. We've been seeing each other for a bit, you know, and it's like, you know, we've been having fun together. She's like really hot and I'm into her and everything's great. And but now she's not answering any calls or texts. I have no idea.
So you can't think of anything that you did? What happened last time you guys hung out?
The last time we hung out at my place. Mm-hmm. Okay. We ended up watching The King's Affection and chilling.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go.
Pebbles wants to date you now.
Pebbles, we need to focus.
I'm in love.
She loves The King's Affection. She loves The King's Affection.
Well, you know, she spent the night and then left the next morning. She said, you know, she texted me later so we can sort of make plans to hang out again. And then she never hit me up and hasn't responded to anything I've sent. It's weird.
Can you think of anything that you did? I mean, it sounds...
You know, look, I kind of let the dishes pile up and I don't really clean. and shit gets out of hand as it does sometimes. So maybe she just thinks I'm a slob or something. But in my defense, I've been to her place.
Did you not clean up before she came?
Well, I did actually, but sometimes, like, you know, dishes, I didn't do the dishes and they sort of just piled up and stuff. But in my defense, let me just give you context. I've been to her place and to be nice, she's not exactly a clean freak herself. So
Maybe she's looking down the future and going like, oh God, we're both slobs. Right. I need somebody who's going to be clean because I'm not. Damon, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Hang on the phone and we're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Jackie. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain really quickly why we're calling you?
Okay. I'm in a hurry I have to get to work, so can you make this quick?
Yeah. Sounds like you kind of just woke up. I feel like you're lying to me, but anyway, so we got your phone number from a guy who wants to go on a date with you, and you know who he is. And he said that he feels like you guys have a pretty good connection. And like I said, he'd love to go on a date with you to see if, you know, if you guys have a little something there. So the reason we're calling you is because if you agree to this date, I'm going to tell you his name. If you agree to a date, we will pay for whatever type of date you want to do. So basically, it's all on you as far as choosing the date. You tell us what night you're free. You tell us what time you want to do the date. You tell us what restaurant you want to do the date at. And we'll take care of the rest behind the scenes. We'll reserve it. We'll pay for the drinks. We'll pay for the dinner. All you got to do is show up. This guy will show up. You have some drinks, some dinner. See if you click. If you do, do it again. If you don't, hey, whatever, man. You ate good. You drank good. It's all good.
Wait, what?
Okay, how about...
That was awesome.
We're just going to start. I'll tell you the gentleman's name, and if you have a good reaction to that, I'll explain it all over again.
Okay.
So it's a guy by the name of Damon, and he said that you guys were kind of hanging out already. Do you know Damon?
Yeah, no. Sorry, guys. You wasted your time, but I'm all set. Thanks.
No, hold on. Okay, is it because he's a slob? Because he said that... If that's the case, that he will do a better job of cleaning.
Is that what he thinks? That's what he told you guys?
Well, he said
so
that...
he's not being honest with either of us. That's what this is.
He's not being honest with... I'll just say that he told us that you spent the night at his place, you guys watched Netflix, and that the
wow.
next...
Wow! He said all of that?
Yes.
He told you guys all of... Okay,
and
well.
the next morning you left, you were planning to text them, but you never did?
Okay, listen, Damon's a nice guy until I realized that Damon was cheating on me. So that's
next. Hold up, wait. Cheating on you?
Jackie, Damon's on the phone.
Is he on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
You called me with him on the phone?
Yeah,
you won't call me back.
I didn't know he was a cheater. Yeah.
It's all your fault.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so Damon's cheating? Damon, you didn't tell us you were cheating on her?
Yeah, because I'm not f***ing cheating on her. I don't know what she's talking about.
Do not lie to me and don't lie to your new friends because you're busted. You busted yourself. You're a cheater.
Really? Oh, yeah. And how did I bust myself when I'm not f***ing cheating.
What? Tell us why you think he's cheating.
So the last time I slept over at his house, you know, I'm rushing to get to work, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's cold outside. And he hands me a yellow sweater. He hands me.
That's it.
Because he gave you a yellow sweater?
Because he gave me a yellow sweater. I don't own a yellow sweater.
So does that mean he can't own a yellow sweater? I'm confused.
My roommate is the same size as that sweater. Yellow is her favorite color.
I mean, this is insane. Are you kidding? No, this is the f***ing reason?
Not only are you accusing him of cheating, but you're accusing him of cheating with your roommate?
Yes.
Are you not a fan of your roommate either?
Oh, my gosh. She's so f***ing old. Are you kidding me? I'm not about that. I'm about you. I don't want a whore.
Oh,
I like you. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry about what you were looking at.
Hold on a second, though.
The other day, I saw you looking. I saw all your comments. No, you're bullshit. You were bullshit.
There was no comments. What the f*** are you talking about? So I know for a fact where my dick has been, and it has not been there. Okay.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Here's what I'm curious about. If it's not your sweater or not hers. Okay. Maybe the sweater belongs to my ex, and I just grabbed it. Because she's the only person I could even think of that had a sweater like that. Even I even had any of her laying around.
But you're banging your ex too.
No.
Roommate and your
no.
See what I'm saying?
No,
I can't do this.
That bitch moved to Florida last year with the guy she was cheating on me with. I haven't seen her in over a year.
So you've been flying back and forth to Florida?
Jesus Christ, Jackie.
You're still wearing the goddamn engagement ring that your ex-fiance gave you, and you're
going to
cheat on me over a f***ing sweater?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you throw it away? Burn that shit. I don't give a f***.
My head is spinning.
You know what, Damon? That was like, I earned that, okay?
Yeah, I bet you earned that. Now, maybe you're more like your roommate than you thought you were.
You all just ruined the king's affection for me.
Yeah. Before this gets out of hand, sounds like an honest mistake if he's being honest. If he is being honest, Jackie, it sounds like just...
I don't think he's being honest. I'm so sorry to waste you guys' time. He's not being honest. He lies. And bad at it, and I just
oh my god,
I have to get to work. I cannot believe
you're a f***ing psycho. You need help. You need help. You got serious trust issues.
Well, hold on.
Why is it called a yellow sweater?
I haven't asked her yet. Damon, I haven't asked her yet. She might calm down and say yes to another date.
Yellow, Damon.
Romero, she's yellow.
Yellow.
I don't want to
give me
listen to her. You can't get a word in edgewise. I don't want to go out with her again. This chick is bad crazy. You guys should date her, okay?
You, Rebecca, your ex-girlfriend, everybody.
Yeah, I should have f***ed your roommate.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.